I'm sitting in Studio J, sponsored by School Kids Records, here at That Station with the lovely Chatham Rabbits. Thanks for coming back, y'all.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure.
We are so happy to be here again.
So much has happened since the last time you guys were here, back in, June or July, summer of 2018. Record label, a new album has been released. Well, it's about to be released, new singles. You got a concert coming out on Friday, album coming out on Friday, concert this Friday.
Yep.
How does this all feel for you guys?
Feels awesome.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like a lot has happened in such a short amount of time. Time's just flown by. It feels like we've been doing this now for a while, but it's only been like 6 months. It's crazy.
Yeah, we've packed a lot in, and it's been really fun. We like to be on the move, and we're very busy, active people, so it's been like right up our alley. It's been great.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, seriously, it feels like you guys just hit the ground running, and it's just taken off from there. So, concert this Friday at Cat's Cradle, and you can still get tickets at ChathamRabbits.com, right?
That's right. ChathamRabbits.com, as well as on Cat's Cradle's website.
Okay, sweet. And so, you know, I've heard, word on the street is that you're going to have a special guest joining you for the concert.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, our friend Libby Rodenbow from the band Mipso will be joining us for some songs at our show. We were really fortunate to have Libby on our album, All I Want From You, which is out this Friday. And so we're really also excited that she's going to actually be able to join us on stage and play some of those same songs with us. So that's going to be a blast.
Yeah. And we're lucky too, because bluegrass legend Tommy Edwards is going to be there as well, playing some guitar.
That's right. It's going to be fun.
Lots of friends.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So like you mentioned, several friends join you on this album, including Libby and several others. Can you tell me a little bit more about those songs? And
yeah, so we were also really fortunate to have Andrew Marlin from Mandolin Orange. He played all the mandolin on our record. And, you know, being a duo, we mostly just play together, the two of us. So it was really cool to have collaboration from Andrew and Libby and the bass player Robbie Link, who is, he's not in a band, he just plays with a lot of people around here, and he's incredible. So we had Josh Oliver play some guitar as well. He also plays with Mandolin Orange. So we had a lot of help, and it turned out to be a lot bigger than we probably could have done on our own. So we're really thankful for that.
What a great first album, though.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And after Friday, after this Friday at Cat's Cradle, you guys are taking your show elsewhere across North Carolina.
Yep.
Tell me about those shows.
Yes. So after we play at the Cat's Cradle this Friday, January 11th, we're going to be doing back-to-back shows at Bougie Nights in downtown Wilmington, North Carolina on January 12th and 13th. Then we will be heading to Charlotte for a show at the Evening Muse on January 24th. Then we've got Asheville, Isis Music Hall after that, and then we round things out with Greensboro and a show in Fayetteville. So people all across the state, we hope will come out, and we're really excited about bringing the show on the road and sharing it with our favorite cities in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Take a trip to the mountains, catch some rabbits.
It's going to be fun. We've had a couple of people like email us and stuff and say that they're going to make a weekend trip out of the Asheville show, and or maybe, you know, come down for a quiet beach weekend or something like that. So it's going to be really fun, and just to get to meet a lot of people in person for the first time that we've connected with on Instagram or Facebook, but actually get to meet them at the shows. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. In Studio J, sponsored by School Kids Records with Chatham Rabbits. Yet again, this is their second time in, but love having y'all in. And you're about to play a song off your latest album for us. You're about to play Holy Dirt. Can you give me a little info behind that?
Yeah, for sure. So Holy Dirt was actually inspired by a Bible story. And in the story, the way it goes is that there was a king who had leprosy, and he heard that this guy named Elijah could heal him. So he said, you know what? I'm going to go and see this guy and get healed. And so he gets there, and he expects this big miracle to happen, but really Elijah just says, go jump in the River Jordan, and when you come out, you'll be healed. And the king's like, I don't know about this, but I'll give it a try. And he does. He jumps in the River Jordan, and as the story goes, he gets healed. But when he comes back to see Elijah, he tries to purchase the dirt around the river, because he thinks that that tangible thing is what healed him, instead of acknowledging that it was a miracle or just something good. So we kind of read that story at one point in our relationship and just thought, you know what, everyone can relate to that, because a lot of people look to material items as like their source of happiness, but sometimes it's just a good thing that happens.
Well, I'm really excited to hear it then. Go ahead and take it away, y'all.
One, two, three.
Holy Dirt, cut in Studio J live here at that station, sponsored by School Kids Records. I'm sitting in with Chatham Rabbits. Thanks again for coming back, y'all. And very excited because this Friday, January 11th, is your new album release. Can you tell me a little bit more about where we can find that album come Friday?
Yeah, our album, All I Want From You, can be purchased from our website, and it will also be at all of the shows from this Friday onwards. We'll have it at our merch table. You can also listen to it on Spotify, iTunes, all the places, all the things, and of course on 95.7 that station.
Yeah. Trust me, when I get to play you guys, I get very excited. I'm like, I know them.
Yay!
They were our first Studio J sponsored by School Kids Records artists. Yeah. So very exciting. What was your favorite song to write off the album? And then what's your favorite song to perform?
That's a really good question. You answer that one.
Okay. My favorite song to perform is Tie Between Chattanooga or our song Come Home. I like Come Home because it's a very traditional duet, like an old country duet where the male voice sings a part or sings a verse and then the female comes in. And I think that that's a very cool, like Tammy Wynette, George Jones kind of thing. But Chattanooga was probably the most fun to write, and I really enjoy singing it on stage because I get to be rowdy. It's really fun.
We typically end our shows with that song too.
Yeah, it's a fun one, and it's the one that a lot of people know the words to and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool to see people singing along.
Yeah, it definitely gets people up and out of their seats, like at the Bond Brothers party.
Yeah,
people were dancing to that one.
That was
absolutely awesome. We encourage dancing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, and we can do that this Friday at Cat's Cradle Backroom, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Sweet. I know there's so much going on right now, and you guys probably aren't thinking about the next steps, but what do you think is the foreseeable future for the Rabbits?
That's a great question. I would say, we're just excited about getting this record out, but we have built a home studio as of a few months ago, and we're starting to write our next album. And it's such a long process to get an album from start to finish, from writing to actually in the hands of listeners. So we've already started the process for our next record, and we're really excited because this last album we started writing before we were full-time musicians. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of look at it like a yearbook in a way, like senior year, you get your yearbook and it's like still fresh and still great when you're still excited about it, but it's a good snapshot of what's happened up until that point. And like, we're just ready to really keep digging in and finding our sound and just building this career that we're working hard to build.
Yeah, we're kind of like students that just graduated high school and are like so excited about going to college.
Yeah,
that's kind of how we feel now. We're ready to take it to the next level and just keep expanding our audience across the South and getting to just meet more people, play more shows, all those things.
I mean, it's incredible. Your album hasn't even officially been released yet, and you're working on the next.
I know. It's really wild. We had a lot of people tell us, like, okay, even before your first record is released, you should have half the songs written on for your second album. So we actually do, I think, at this point, and we're about to go on a 3-night writing retreat. We're not going to take cell phones, computers, anything. We're going up to...
You're not going to take a cell phone? I don't believe it.
No, I'm really not. we're going to go up to... this Mennonite village in Virginia, actually, where it is like there's no cell
service.
There's
horse and buggies.
There's horse and buggies.
We are going to bring our car, though.
Yes. And we're going to just totally unplug and really try to focus on writing the next 6 songs for the album. So it's a lot of work, but and a lot of forethought. But we just feel so fortunate that we get to do this.
Sitting in Studio J, sponsored by School Kids Records, here at that station with Chatham Rabbits. Tell me about this next cut y'all are about to play for us, Heat of the Day.
Yeah, this song is one I wrote in college. I was taking a Southern literature class and really inspired by cotton mill towns in the South, and I finished the song when we moved to Bynum in Chatham County, which is an old cotton mill village. And the song just is really about women and their life in the cotton mills working and in the cotton fields and what it was like to be a woman in that period of time.
Well, I am very excited to hear it. Here it is, Heat of the Day, recorded live in Studio J, sponsored by School Kids Records, right here at that station by the Chatham Rabbits. Go ahead, y'all. Sitting in School Kids Records Studio J here at that station with Chatham Rabbits, playing all of their best off their latest album out this Friday, All I Want From You. You find more at chathamrabbits.com, and you're about to play a song that I really love, Fire.
So The Fire was a song that I wrote about a relative of mine who lives in Virginia in the mountains on about 1,200 acres. And this property was given to the family five generations ago before the Civil War in 1830. So it's been around for a long time. And the farmhouse that he lived on was built during that year when it was given to the family. So it had a ton of relics and everything in it. And this past January, it actually burned to the ground. And so our family lost all of those old artifacts and things. And Sarah and I went up to go visit him, and we were really worried about him. And his just mentality was like, you know what, I'm ready to just get back to farming. And it was just stuff, and I'm here, my dog survived. So we had to write a song about that.
Cut live in Studio J here at That Station, sponsored by School Kids Records. Here is Fire off their latest album, All I Want From You, out Friday. It's the Chatham Rabbits. Take it away, y'all.
Step up with your...
Is this still good?
Said to me, sun's up and it's a glory of the morning. That's when the fire came. Sun's up and it's a glory of a morning.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in yet again to our very own School Kids Records, Studio J here at that station. And honestly, guys, I am so excited for Friday. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Kristen. And thanks to everybody out there listening in Radio Land. We are so excited to share our songs with y'all at our shows across the state of North Carolina on our All I Want From You album release tour. And we cannot wait to meet you at one of the shows out there on the road.